This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231 is the number for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is the Packet8.net toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features. We give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We do it for free. freetalklive.com. Well, if you've been listening for the past few days, you know, I think pretty much since Saturday, we've been doing some pretty heavy coverage of the Ed and Elaine Brown case, the trial that has been going on here in the state of New Hampshire in federal court in Concord. And both Ed and Elaine Brown charged with a variety of so-called tax evasion charges, conspiracy to commit blah, 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 lots of different conspiracy charges. And we've been following the case. It's been just a very sad situation, something where the government has once again just been railroading people into jail, not allowing them to present the defense that they wanted to present in their own trial, and once again instructing jurors that they aren't to judge the law itself when, in fact, that is something that juries can do. And it's just been yet another outrageous tax freedom case to hit the courts. And it's had some major effects, of course, on the Browns themselves, also reverberating effects throughout the country with people paying attention to this case. Many people, in fact, driving and flying from around the country here to New Hampshire in order to support Ed and his wife, Elaine. And finally, after a number of days talking about it, we've actually managed to get the man himself on the line. He is Ed Brown, and he's currently on the line with us from his home in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Ed, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm afraid we've finally gotten in touch with you on one of the worst days to do so, Ed. What occurred today in federal court?
The state of New Hampshire. Oh, I hit the button. State of New Hampshire aided and abetted the federal government to destroy my life.
How so?
Effectively. Well, unless my wife today, the lies, the bogusness. The governor should have stopped these people from doing what they're doing, but they're not. Just the governor lynch.
they found you and your wife guilty in court today.
Mm. Who cares? What they found
the jury.
They found us guilty of what?
I don't know. There's a variety of different crimes. I'm
exactly.
Not sure. So-called crimes.
Exactly. What crimes? What are the crimes?
I personally don't think they're crimes. You never hurt anybody. To me, it's a crime when you...
I never committed any of the crimes they say. They never even brought them up in court, either. If you look at the transcripts, there were no crimes brought up in court.
You actually were in court for a while last week, and then on Friday, you threw up your hands and you said you'd had enough. What was it that pushed you over the edge to where you just decided, forget this, I'm staying home?
I caught the judge tampering with the jury.
Tampering with the jury?
Yeah, Judge McCullough was tampering with the jury, coming in and going out. He disallowed all evidence. He disallowed all witnesses except one. He would not let me address the jury with the facts, and that was my job and responsibility to give the facts. He disallowed it. And he suppressed any solid evidence that we were going to present. So I said, well, what's the point going back?
You know, if I felt like I wasn't getting a fair trial, I think that I might be tempted to do the same thing. So, Ed, now that they found you guilty, and they're probably going to come get you at some point, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's the big thing. They're going to come and get you.
They certainly are.
They certainly are, is right. So, what's everyone think we should do? We did this for our country, for you guys. We didn't do it for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We were also already wealthy people, remember?
This right.
An investigation that we were conducting. We could have paid those taxes any time. If we owed them, they wouldn't tell us that we owed them, ever.
Right.
So he says, you can't show us that we owe you the tax? Then I'm not going to pay you. Simple as that. You show me the law where I'm obligated to pay those taxes, or any other American in the States obligated to pay those taxes, and I'll pay you a luxury check right now.
I know you've given him that offer.
Now, yeah.
Right in court. We gave him that offer.
There was a claim, there was a counterclaim, and I'd like to have you address it. The IRS, you had said, I think in an interview that we read with you earlier last week, that you and your wife had attempted for a decade to to talk to the IRS and get them to show you the law. The IRS countered that by saying they tried to get in touch with you, but you wouldn't take their certified mail. What's the real story there?
All right. The real story is this. For about 5, 6 years, 7 years, we tried, even longer, we tried to get the IRS to sit down and talk about this problem. And we found a cloud on the contract. The contract being the DFW 1040 forms and stuff. They wouldn't talk to us. So finally I said, okay, I'll talk to us then. No, then I said, then in that case, then there's no nothing to talk about anymore. So we just started sending all the mail back. They had no jurisdiction here. That tax is an unlawful tax. We know that.
So they wouldn't set an interview up with you, so you just started sending their certified mail back?
Yeah, for all those years. So finally, that's correct. So finally, they start sending us, when we were turning our mail back, and they probably saw that when we were turning all the mail, that's what they said. See, they're clever. They're really slick. They really are. You got to give them credit for that. You know, they really know how to be devious and criminal.
They've been doing it for 100 years.
Yeah, they got a real good experience. So that's how that all happened. We went through every single charge that they, their allegation that they had, and every allegation that they had, we broke apart, and like Trey was the main one, I didn't even know what that was until they told me about it. So we looked it up and studied structuring. If anybody else studied structuring, they'll see the same thing. Structuring is, in fact, only based upon unlawful money. In other words, drugs, drug dealing, racketeering money, extortion money, whatever, and they try to launder it.
Right. The suggestion was, just to recap for listeners just tuning in, the suggestion was one of the charges was structuring, and that is where you go in and you purchase money orders, for instance, is one way to do it. You purchase money orders of a certain amount, and you purchase them below a certain amount, and then you buy more and more, and so therefore it shows, you know, there's red flags that go up that say, hey, this guy's structuring by creating, you know, by purchasing these money orders in the way that he is purchasing them. You're saying that the original intention of the law against structuring was to put a stop to drug dealers and criminal gangs and that sort of thing, but now they're using it against you. When you had gotten your money, you and Elaine had earned your money through legitimate means. She is a dentist.
That is absolutely true.
Right.
She's from the dental office as a dentist. That's how the money was earned. Then we went and bought money orders because we stopped and bought money orders. They'd give us a receipt instead of paying cash because we always paid cash because the IRS had they stole money out of your account. Well, they wouldn't talk with us. So they kept stealing money out of the account, so finally we just said, no, this isn't going to happen. So we started taking money out in cash and just paying all our bills in cash instead of through a checking account.
Right, right.
So then we said, well, with cash, and we said, well, what the heck? And, you know, the checking account's no good either because they take the money out that way, too. So we just went to postal money orders and paid off our mortgages that way and our bills that way. Well, they call that structuring.
Wow.
Well, hallelujah, brother. You're all criminals, guys. If you buy money... in sequence. By the way, the way we bought money out of in law was correct and okay. Totally acceptable because they set it up that way.
Hold on. The way you bought money out of what was totally acceptable?
$2,800. Well, $2,800 at a time. Even if we stood together in line and she bought $2,800 and I bought $2,800, so what?
Yeah, I would totally agree.
We weren't hiding anything. And besides that, they knew where the money was going to go, and the money went right to the... to the mortgage from the bank.
Right.
A legitimate source, bought the money orders to a legitimate source. So what are we talking about here?
Well, I don't know. That charge itself, I find the strangest of them all.
Well, they were trying to throw as many charges up against the wall to see what would stick. I'm sure what they were hoping was that they could throw a bunch of charges at you and Elaine, and you'd get really scared and want to plea out. I'm sure they came to you with a plea bargain.
They knew we weren't going to. I wouldn't plea. I wouldn't accept a plea in any circumstances whatsoever. I can't. I'm a man of honor. My wife is a woman of honor. We never lie, cheat, steal, or con. We cannot take advantage of any situation at all. That being the case, it's kind of like, hey, the old rigid, you know, break. You don't bend in the wind. Well, we don't bend the criminals.
Ed, I know that you've had a long day, and I know you're very tired, but I still have some more questions. Would it be all right if we hung you through for one more segment?
Sure.
All right, Ed, hang on. We're going to bring you back for a little bit more here in a moment. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Ed Brown, he is on the line with us right now being persecuted by the federal government. Wrongly so. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Chattanooga has its choo-choo and the Orient its express. But did you know that your car has a train of its very own? When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
Speeding locomotives have nothing on you. Even energy on Soul Train can't match that of your drivetrain. Okay, enough hinting. Drivetrain refers to all the pieces that together deliver power from engine to wheels. We're talking clutch, torque converter, CV joints, differentials, universal joints, and transmissions. Just like the hip bones connected to the leg bone, all these parts work in concert. And although you don't have to shovel coal to fire them up, like all trains, you do have to schedule maintenance. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That's the number you want to dial right now if you've got a question for Ed Brown. He is the man who we've been talking about, he and his wife, we've been talking about them and their case that has been in federal court up until today, where the jury came back with a guilty verdict, apparently on all of the BS counts that they were charging them with. Tax evasion, conspiracy to commit money laundering, I think was one of them.
Right. Now, how can somebody be charged with evading taxes when that person writes a letter to the IRS saying, hey, I want to ask some questions about this tax law thing you've got going on.
Oh, you know exactly how, Mark.
That's not evading.
No, you know exactly how they do it. They do whatever they want to do because they're the government and they've got a lot of guns and men who aren't afraid to use them on innocent people, like Ed Brown, who we're now bringing back on the air. Ed, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
It's good to have you back. I know it's been a long day, and it's probably been difficult to...
No, I'm okay. My voice is just a little hoarse from talking so much today.
Yeah.
So.
It's probably been difficult to get sleep. I can only imagine the situation that that you're in right now.
Yes.
So you're in your home right now in Plainfield, New Hampshire. There have been a number of supporters who have come by, I guess. Are there people that are actually camping out outside?
They have been. Camping out, I think. I don't know.
Man, that's dedication, because it's cold in New Hampshire right now.
Yes, it certainly is.
Ed, with this news today that the federal government planning on, I guess, sentencing you and Elaine coming in April, Elaine being prevented by the judge from even coming back to see you, what has this done? What has this situation done to your marriage?
Killed it.
Mm.
Destroyed it.
How many years have you and Elaine been together?
Since 1984.
Wow. What factors exactly stepped in between the two of you? Was there a point?
She's gone. She's gone. They took her. They kidnapped her. They stole her. She's gone. She can't come back.
She did decide to go back to court. What was going through her mind at that time when she decided to leave you at home and go back to the courtroom?
Absolute terror.
Yeah, I can imagine she's scared.
Absolute terror on these people.
That's got to be tough. And then the judge told her essentially she's got to stay with her son because she's apparently so-called violated her bail. You might not even see Elaine for a while at this point, Ed. They're probably going to throw her in the clink.
Well, probably.
And at this point, they're expecting to... I'm sure they want to snatch you up as well at their earliest convenience, but obviously with people being on your property and maybe some people with video cameras sort of defending...
Oh, yeah, we've got lots of cameras.
That's good to know. Defending what liberty you have left. What do you expect their tactics are going to be at this point? Do you feel like they're going to wait it out, wait for people to just go home to where it's just you?
No. Not at all. I don't think they're going to do that at all. I think they're going to wait till the wee hours of the morning. You know, you never really know. They could come. I doubt they'll come in the daylight simply because the cameras can see too far. And you know, if people can't get miles away, they can see the stuff if they're on this location. However, I think they'll come in at night. They think we're at least not being expected. He'll secure us out there, make us feel nice and secure. And say, yeah, you're okay for tonight, Ed. You're okay for tonight. Don't worry about it. And then boom, you know. But today would be a good night for them to try it. That's why we want to. Or first day, I keep myself wide awake. I stay with all of us, though. But we got a grandmother Miller here, 70-year-old lady.
You've got a great what? It's a little bit difficult to hear with your phone.
Grandmother Miller is here with us.
Oh, there's an older. That's right. I heard that there was somebody driving up in a bus. Is that who that was?
No, that's somebody else.
Oh, okay.
There's another grandmother coming in.
There have been people. People are following this case, obviously, from all around the country. And when I spoke with you earlier today, you were pretty frustrated at the situation here in America, especially with this jury, when they were able to see some of the evidence that you and Elaine had wanted to present to them, but yet it didn't even seem to have an effect, or at least
the rigged jury, of course.
Right.
These people come in and these things, they were set up. Come on, guys, it's over. America is gone. The court system is gone. Congress is gone. Senate is gone. It's all lawyers. Everybody's a lawyer.
It's true.
It's all lawyers. I mean, that's who's doing it all.
So,
and like somebody said, 250,000. They said 250 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean was a good start. I said 2.5 million lawyers at the bottom of the ocean was a good start. We can get our country back that way.
Now,
like it or not, well.
I'm wondering... It seems to me your case is pretty hopeless for you. I mean, I understand you're making a sacrifice for us. Have you thought about just driving to Canada? It's not even that far from Plainfield.
You can't. No, there's nowhere in the world you can go today. Interpol, a multi-jurisdictional task force, and the cameras, and so there's no way you can. You can't run. I can't run. Anyway, I can't run. And she's not in me to run.
Yeah.
He's going to stand and fight at this point.
Yeah, I don't have any choice. I mean, I'm a man of honor.
And
I have a commitment here to my country.
I mean, look at the choices. Look at the corner that they forced you into, Ed. I mean, you either give up and spend who knows how long in jail, or you stand your ground and you you fight for what liberty you have.
No, I die. I stand my ground, I die. They will kill me. I know that. Come on, guys, say the word. That's what's going to happen. That's what they plan. They can plan to shut me up because they know that I know it is the Zionist Illuminati organization. That's what I've been promoting for almost a decade now. They know that. They hate that.
Ed.
Okay, that's the problem.
If it comes down to it, and they come in with the troopers with the MP5s and their army gear.
Helicopters over here. The sheriff helping, local police will be helping them, all kinds of nonsense. Yeah.
Are you going to go peacefully, or what are you going to do?
Do you mean in a body bag?
Yeah.
I guess I'll be pretty peaceful then, wouldn't I?
You will be peaceful.
I don't get the idea that Ed wants to go to jail.
I don't get that impression either.
There's absolutely no way that I'm going to jail.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
So they're either going to forget about you and leave you alone, which is not bloody likely, or there's going to be some violence, essentially. Mm. And I wish it didn't have to be that way, but I commend you, Ed, for having the courage to make a stand for freedom, because not very many people have the courage that you do these days. Most people
are. Yeah, I know. I'm really discouraged. I think most men have been emasculated in this country, and I feel sorry for that, because I'm going to tell you right now, what have I got here with me is a 70-year-old lady and her youngest son. Wow.
At least there are some people
David,
still out
I
there.
I also have a free skater here, David Ridley.
Oh, David. Yeah, we love Dave. He's a great guy. Good guy to have there with you. Ed, you know what? We really appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Mark, did you have any other questions? I don't want to keep him on the phone too much longer.
No, he needs to rest his voice for tomorrow's interviews, I'm sure. Hopefully there'll be some.
I hope that that they don't come sooner. I hope they come later and that more attention continues to be brought to your case, Ed. More people continue to rally behind you. And maybe, just maybe, we can reinvigorate the flame of liberty here in this country. And I do wish you the best. Don't hesitate to get in touch with us here at Free Talk Live if there's anything else you want to get out to our international audience. Ed Brown, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you, sir.
We really appreciate it. And have a good night. Get some rest.
Good night.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, and that does include archives. An entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website for easy access, easy downloading. There's no charge. You just go and get them for free, freetalklive.com. And we've got something pretty exciting to announce here, Mark. We had sort of teased at it before, and now it has become all officialized. That's right. Ron Paul, New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Who's well, we teased it, but we don't know anything.
What do you mean we don't know anything?
Well, we didn't know anything at the time when we teased it. We just suggested.
Right, it was an idea.
Yes.
And it has come to fruition at this
point. I'm telling
you,
Free Talk Live, most influential radio show in the world.
It wasn't just our idea, Mark. There were a few people who emailed the organizers at the same time who came up with the same idea.
Oh, they heard it on the show, and before you had a chance to write about it, they snatched it up and started emailing.
Anyway, here's the copy. Who's the most pro-liberty individual in the United States Congress? Many people would say it's Ron Paul, and I'd agree with them. Register now.
I can't imagine who else they would say.
Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet presidential candidate Congressman Ron Paul and other influential people who support your freedom. Register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You know, with any luck, if Ed Brown is still alive by the Liberty Forum, it sure would be great if we could somehow ferret him over there, sneak him in or something, have him go up and give a presentation. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah.
I hope he makes it that far, because right now he has been found guilty of so-called tax evasion from WMUR in New Hampshire, Concord, a man who's holed up with his armed supporters in his fortress-like house. For most of his tax evasion trial, was found guilty Thursday, along with his wife, of engaging in an elaborate scheme to avoid paying federal income taxes for a decade. Ed Brown has said he'll defend himself against capture if necessary. U.S. Marshals say they have no plan of escalating the situation. Oh, that means they don't have a plan right now, but maybe tomorrow morning they'll have a plan to escalate, because they're not just going to let him sit in his house.
Well, I mean, it would be obviously they're not going to just let him sit there. They would be foolish to just go in big if there happens to be a bunch of people at his house hanging out. But if there's only a few, yeah, They're just going to go in.
A jury decided the Browns employed a scheme to hide their income and avoid taxes. They used $215,000 over 10 years in postal money orders in increments just below the reporting threshold to pay for their Hilltop compound, so-called, and for Elaine Brown's dental offices. A jury also found that she didn't pay adequate taxes for her practice's employees. Bill Morse, the prosecutor, said, quote, "I just hope this verdict sends a message to those who would rely on frivolous tax theories." Well, as we just spoke with Ed Brown, just got off the phone with him a few moments ago, it's clear that he had done his best to get in touch with the IRS, to meet with them and discuss his tax so-called theories. It seemed pretty simple to him. He had done the research, and darn it, he just couldn't find anything that in law that required him to pay taxes. And so he wanted to talk with the IRS about it and say, hey, I can't find anything here that says I should pay taxes. Maybe I've missed something. Maybe you can point it out to me. And they ignored him. Just like they've been ignored. And Ed Brown making that claim is not unusual. There have been many people in the United States.
Yeah, it's not the first time that somebody said, hey, you know, I tried to get the IRS to show me where the law is that I've got to pay these taxes, and they wouldn't do it.
They won't even call
me
back.
They won't even answer.
Right. So this isn't unusual. In fact, the We the People organization has filed a federal lawsuit over the fact that the IRS will not answer questions. They won't give the information to the taxpayers, to individuals who may want to clear up their misunderstandings. And it's easy to misunderstand the tax code because the IRS themselves can't even seem to get their head wrapped around it. There's been studies done that show that when you call the IRS, their little tip line, since they're all about service now, when you call up the IRS helpline and you ask the most basic, there's like apparently the 10 most asked questions about
right.
the 1040 form.
Duh.
When you ask the most basic of questions about taxes, I think they get the answers wrong 40% of the time, at least. The number might actually be higher, but I believe it is at least 40% of the time.
That's what I've heard, too.
So there's a good chance you call and ask the IRS a basic question, they're going to give you misinformation. So if they don't understand it, how are we supposed to understand it? Meanwhile, Ed Brown stayed in his wooded 110-acre home. The large cement-walled house features a watchtower that offers a 360-degree view of the rural setting. It's capable.
Wait a minute. I know that if there's a compound, it's got a watchtower.
It's capable of generating enough electricity in case, for instance, it's cut off from the main grid. He's got wind power and solar power and
awesome.
That sort of thing. Brown said he'll defend himself against capture if necessary. He stopped attending proceedings last week, calling them a sham. A man who answered the phone at Brown's house Thursday afternoon said Ed Brown couldn't come to the phone but had expected the guilty verdict. Quote, "He's here at the house, and he's not leaving of his own free will," said the man who identified himself only as Bernie. He said Brown had not spoken with his wife since learning of the jury's decision. Elaine Brown remains out on bail pending the couple's April 24th sentencing. So we've got over 3 months until the sentencing.
Hmm.
And they could come around any old time in that three-month period to try to snatch him up. Judge Stephen McAuliffe reminded Brown that she was under no circumstances to return to her home. She said, quote, "It's not my mindset or my character. I have no intention of returning as long as he's there." She said she loves her husband, but added that his way of handling the case is not hers.
Yeah.
Ed Brown is in contempt of court and has violated his bail conditions, said the prosecutor. U.S. Marshal Stephen Monnier said Thursday that members of his staff continued talking by phone with Brown, but had no plans to confront him. It would be months before the Browns are sentenced, and marshals have to consider how to seize the Browns' assets, possibly including their home. We've established a good line of communication. All of our conversations have been amicable and friendly, and that's how we expect that they'll continue, said Monnier. The Browns, who were charged with conspiring to evade taxes, conspiring to disguise large financial transactions, and disguising large financial transactions, maintained that there was no law requiring them to pay federal income taxes. Elaine Brown, who's a dentist who earned most of the couple's income, attended proceedings and accepted a court-appointed attorney to help her. She considered, then rejected a plea bargain earlier this week. McAuliffe has allowed her to stay with her son, who lives in Worcester, Massachusetts, but not in her own home. She testified that she'd tried to work out a payment plan with the IRS in the early 1990s after her tax bill significantly exceeded her estimates 1 year, the Concord Monitor reported. She said the IRS didn't respond for months, then demanded she pay her bill in full, plus interest and penalties, even though she had already made payments. She said she had eventually refused to pay when she later learned of an additional fine of $3,300, and the money had been seized from her bank account. On Thursday, a jury found that the couple spent over $200,000 through postal money order scheme, so-called, on real estate principal. Ed Brown, who's a retired exterminator, stayed home to protest a system he said had already convicted him and a media that he said was in search of sound bites over truth. Quote, this is Ed, most Americans would cower and cringe and raise their hands in surrender like a good little slave, he told reporters at his home this week. I won't, under no circumstances. I do not tolerate cowardliness, oppression, bulliness, and I certainly don't tolerate a federal agency that has absolutely zero jurisdiction in my state, never mind in my country and in my town. During the past few decades, Brown has claimed membership in several anti-government and militia groups, including the Constitution Rangers of the Continental Congress of 1777, the Constitutional Defense Militia, and the Un-American Activities Investigations Commission, which he founded.
Hmm.
So as we continue...
You know, I wish him luck.
I do, too. I don't want it to end in bloodshed, but at the same time, I totally understand and respect what Ed Brown is doing. He doesn't want to go to jail,
yeah,
and that's his only option. As far as the government's concerned, they want him to go to jail, and they're going to do what it takes to get him there. And if he doesn't want to go, they're going to kill him. And apparently, he has resigned himself to that possible end. And I wish it didn't have to happen that way, and I hope that the people that are going there to his home, some people even camping out outside of his home in the cold New Hampshire winter, in order to help defend his freedoms, people with video cameras standing at the ready, hopefully, in case something happens within the next few days. How long they will stay, how long their dedication will remain, we'll see, and we'll continue to bring you the updates as we learn about them. Because we've got people on the inside. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Shelley, you look oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. It is Ian Hewitt.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there. We give them away, and you can enjoy them on us, freetalklive.com. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the AMP program. It's a very simple idea. Since we give everything away on the website, we're just simply asking you to step up and support the show. And what you do is you sign up essentially using PayPal or any major credit card, and you get on a monthly contribution sort of a deal. It's automatically deducted from your account. It's $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. And what happens is we take that money in and we turn it around into promotion for Free Talk Live. We advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live.
Right. We have magazine advertisements in the Talkers magazine, which is sort of the Bible of the talk industry. We have Google ads. We also go to conventions. Very infrequently, but they're not cheap, and they would cost us, you know,
like a $2,000.
I don't think we go. based on that, and you know, the conventions themselves have been very helpful in getting us on.
Sure, it has, because it shows that we're serious to the radio station people. And anyway, it's been very effective, very useful, and over 320 of our listeners have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers. Plus, there's some perks involved for you as well, like access to classic archives and the amplifier only call in lines. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That is amp.freetalklive.com. News out of Atlanta that's not so great. There's a new crime, apparently, Mark. And I'm sure you've heard of driving while black.
Yes.
It's essentially driving while black is what people label getting pulled over for no reason other than the fact that you're a black person driving in a car. It's bad. It's racial profiling. It gives racist cops the opportunity to harass people that they don't like. In this case, redneck white cops in the South harassing black people behind the wheel for whatever reason, because they just don't like them.
Yeah, I would say that some blacks up north would probably say that they were more likely to be profiled, too.
Oh, I'm sure it happens everywhere, mm-hmm. But this is a story out of Atlanta. CreativeLoafing.com reporting, Adrienne Carmichael didn't understand how little it could take for her 17-year-old son to land in jail on a disorderly conduct charge. She says, I thought disorderly conduct was if you got out of control with an officer. But a broadly worded category of the crime known as DC-6, as in disorderly conduct 6,
mm-hmm.
has emerged as a heated controversy in some of the city's poorest neighborhoods because it appears to allow police to arrest people simply for hanging out. Residents
that doesn't
claim,
make any sense. Disorderly conduct for hanging out?
You'll get it here in a moment. It's craziness. Residents claim the charge amounts to an excuse for harassment. DC-6 is the most frequent non-traffic offense cited by the Atlanta police. As of December 18th, 7,551 DC-6 arrests. That's since December 18th. Were made in 2006. 22 per day was what it was. outpacing criminal trespass at 5,000 plus and drinking in public at over 4,000. So this was their number one non-traffic offense in the year of 2006.
It's easy because it's really ambiguous. It doesn't have much, if they charge them for knitting while intoxicated, then they would have to prove that they were knitting and that they were intoxicated. But disorderly conduct...
Just the cop saying it.
Yeah, you're being disorderly and stuff.
To me, it's a direct contradiction to the Constitution, says one councilman, Ivory Lee Young, whose district includes the area where Ms. Carmichael's son was arrested. He said it sounds like, or she, Ivory, not sure if that's a man or a woman, it sounds like lazy police work. Carmichael told her son Robin's story at the January 6th meeting. She says he was walking to his great-grandmother's house back in September. A man who sat on the porch of an abandoned house asked Robin for a light. He stopped and lit the man's cigarette as a police officer pulled up, she says. The officer asked Robin where he kept his drugs. When Robin told him he didn't have any, the officer searched him. Carmichael
says, my goodness.
The officer found nothing and then arrested her son for disorderly conduct in a known drug area.
Ridiculous.
Carmichael says, it seems to me police officers have made their own definitions of these charges. When she took her son to court, she says the citation couldn't be found and that his name wasn't even on the docket. Atlanta police couldn't find an incident report that correlated to the ticket number either. But she worries that a warrant could be issued for his arrest or that the ticket will pop up months later. You know how these bureaucrats are. They lose the paperwork and then all of a sudden there's a warrant out.
Right. They lost the paperwork and then you didn't show up for the court date that you never knew about.
According to the DC 6 order, Carmichael says the police are being paid to protect the citizens, not to harass them. Well, surprise, surprise, it doesn't work that way, sweetie. According to the DC 6 ordinance, here you go, Mark, quote, it shall be unlawful for any person to be in or about any place where gaming or the illegal sale or possession of alcoholic beverages or narcotics or dangerous drugs is practiced, allowed, or tolerated. You are... So, not allowed to be in or about any place where any of those things are practiced, allowed, or tolerated.
And what defines a place? I mean, now, am I allowed to be in the same room as the, as long as I'm not at the same table, am I allowed to be at the same room as, somebody smoking crank, playing solitaire with themselves for money, and drinking alcohol?
If you're not in the same room, that still might qualify as being about.
Wait, I'm just asking. Can I be in the same house, or do I have to be in the same room?
I think if you were even next door, that would be about.
Can I be in the same, block, but not in the same house? Can I be, this is the question.
Right.
Place. Man, that's ambiguous as hell. How am I supposed to follow this law?
You can't.
No. Obviously
not. Well, you're
not
a white boy, so you don't have a problem.
The cop didn't prove that there was any gaming, drugs, or anything going on in this house.
Well, apparently, if someone has gotten arrested for drugs in the area, that might be enough. Like, let's say they just arrested... Now, I'm not sure. I don't have a law in front of me, the full text or anything. But let's just say someone in a neighborhood got popped for drugs... Therefore, you're in a place where there's drugs being practiced, allowed, or tolerated.
It's ridiculous.
What that means, essentially, according to Creative Loafing, is that a person can just be arrested simply for being in what the police designate as a, quote, known drug area, even if he or she just walks down the street or chats with a neighbor. And that's problematic, according to the ACLU's legal director, Jerry Weber, because the law is so ambiguous that it invites discriminatory enforcement and therefore may be unconstitutional. Weber says it's one of those catch-all laws that police use when they can't think of any other charge. It's a street-clearing device. Weber says the ACLU is seeking the right case for a legal challenge. A police employee who spoke on the condition of anonymity says there's no official list within the city that would designate a location as a hotspot for illegal activity. Instead, the employee says identifying known drug areas is, quote, all up to the officer's discretion.
Yeah.
I think there's drugs around here. You're under arrest.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm standing around. You can't prove I've committed a crime, so you arrest me for this? I mean, go find the drugs. If I'm in a drug area, go take care of the drugs. Go take care of the alcohol. Go take care of the gaming or whatever. Don't arrest me for standing here.
And another department employee also spoke on the condition of anonymity, says, by the way, Atlanta police officially refused to comment on DC-6.
They don't have to comment.
Chief Richard Pennington scolded zone majors at a recent staff meeting for citing DC-6 too often. The scolding came after one of the meetings in which residents complained, and at the same day that Creative Loafing requested the DC-6 records.
This Creative Loafing Company is a Weekly Planet. Are you
That's
familiar?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to know if you knew.
They call it the Weekly Planet down in Florida, but it's called Creative Loafing in
elsewhere.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number if you've ever had an encounter with the police where they just threw some lame-o charge at you like this. It's pretty disgusting stuff. And you can expect that if this holds up in court, if they actually do bring it to court, which I hope the ACLU does, if it holds up in court, boy, are we in a scary place. Very scary. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jason in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Well, I've been had that happen to me with an officer. He pulled me over, said I was doing 51 in a 25, mm-hmm. and then he wrote the ticket for 56.
Okay.
So he was bored. It was 2 a.m. I got off my delivery driving. So, you know, they need something to do, so why not go arrest innocent people?
Well, I mean, you really were speeding. I understand. I agree with you that speeding...
No, but I wasn't. That's the thing.
I thought you were doing... Wait, oh,
no,
you...
No, he quoted me as doing 51 in a 25 and then wrote the ticket for 56 in a 25.
But you were actually only doing 25 or 30 or something?
About 31 to 34. I was coming down a hill at 2 a.m., nobody else around. I hadn't seen one whole car in the 4 miles that I'd driven.
What did you end up doing about it? Anything?
I requested the police report, and he covered his tracks. I didn't have any recourse because I didn't have it recorded.
So you ended up paying the ticket?
They threw it out with 6 months of good behavior, basically.
Huh.
I'll get in trouble in the next 6 months.
Oh, I see.
You left out on that one.
Yeah, but actually I wanted to bring up Dr. Kent Hovind to you guys. He's also been imprisoned and falsely
charged.
You'll
have to do it in hour number two if you'll hold on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. Someone else being thrown in the clink for taxes. We'll talk about that. Plus the DEA cracking down in California again. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you...